I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran is trying to thaw relations with the United States by offering help to stabilize Iraq. The offer comes even as Iran faces sanctions as a rogue state. Chaos from within between the religious groups is also surfacing. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says with increasing persecution, their work must continue.
The broadcasts are very important for sustaining people. There already is a great shortage of trained Christian leaders, and with some of them being forced to curtail their activities, the broadcasts cannot be stopped. They blanket the country, and they can be heard and are being listened to intently.
Next, U.S. President George W. Bush has selected a Christian organization to lead a $7.7 million HIV-AIDS initiative in Haiti. World Hope International's David Erickson says they'll be leading the consortium of seven indigenous Haitian groups over the next 3 years. AIDS victims need to hear about Christ the most, but can World Hope use the money to do that?
We can't use government funding to proclaim the gospel. But we are present, we're building relationships with people, and we are bringing other resources to the table, and we are free to use those resources to share the hope and the promise of the gospel.
And back to the Bible, share some good news from Cameroon. A partner there launched a Christian bus ministry, so commuters are now able to hear their Australian-produced radio programs. He plays program CDs in transport buses that travel the city streets. A typical bus carries over 200 passengers in each of its four daily routes, so the potential impact for the gospel multiplies with five buses now taking part in the program. Pray that the message takes root in the hearts of the listeners. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.